Recovery Radio is being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.
This broadcast is presented by the sports-minded sponsors you'll hear on this radio sports presentation. And now, for exciting high school volleyball action, let's go courtside.
Match. St. Henry 10-0 on the year. Yep, they're undefeated, 10-0. Fort Recovery coming in at 6-4 after a thrilling win over South Adams on Tuesday night. The JV match went to St. Henry tonight, 2-1. St. Henry won the first set 25-21. Fort Recovery won the second set 25-18. And then St. Henry won the third set convincingly 25-11. St. Henry is 9-1 in JV play. Fort Recovery is now 6-3. St. Henry is ranked in the state in the latest Division III poll. They are 11th in the state. Coldwater is ranked 4th, and Versailles is ranked number 12 in Division III. In Division IV, Marion Local out of the MAC is ranked number 5, and New Bremen and New Knoxville are tied for 13th in Division IV. Again, St. Henry ranked 11th in the state with their 10-0 record in the first volleyball poll, which was released this week. We're set to go here, and it's going to be, let's see who, I think St. Henry, I believe, is going to be serving. It's like going back to do the service work there. Nope, I'm incorrect. I think. We're still jostling around here. I think it's going to be Fort Recovery. Yep, Carly Stone is going to be serving for Fort Recovery to be the first server of the evening. So we're set to go here at the Portside Fieldhouse this evening. High school volleyball. Welcome to our listeners on FortRecoveryRadio.com, as well as our normal listeners on the radio and on the internet, WPGWRadio.com. First point for Fort Recovery is Carly Stone had a successful serve, and the hit by St. Henry was out of bounds. So it's 1-0. Fort Recovery, there's an ace serve for Carly Stone as the Lady Indians off to a flying start here, leading 2-0 over highly regarded St. Henry. Carly Stone will serve a third time. It is a good serve, and it's another ace serve. That was Catherine Davis who tried to dig that out for St. Henry, but it went off her hands and out of bounds. 3-0. Fort Recovery. What a great start for the Lady Indians. Couldn't ask for any more than this. Coach Chelsea Rogers has to be elated. Carly Stone will serve a fourth time. Good serve. It's another ace serve. This time it was the libero, Katie Gerlach, who couldn't dig it out. And it's 4-0 with 3 ace serves by Carly Stone. Here comes another serve from Carly. And it's another ace serve. Oh, my goodness. 4 out of 5 ace serves to start the match. St. Henry calls time. It's 5-0. Fort Recovery will be back.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart pharmacies are locally owned pharmacies, and at Kalp Pharmacy, we now offer a new way to coordinate all your prescriptions into one monthly pickup on a day that's convenient for you. You can eliminate the need to call in multiple prescription refills and can have the convenience of fewer trips to the pharmacy. Health Mart pharmacists take the time to get to know you, explain your medications, and answer questions you may have. So call Kalp Pharmacy at 800-686-2314. Health Mart and Kalp Pharmacy, caring for you and about you.
Now, what a start for Fort Recovery. 5 straight points and 4 ace serves out of 5 by Carly Stone. Carly will serve again. It's a good serve. This time it's dug out. Here's the offense for St. Henry, the smash played by Fort Recovery. And they said Fort Recovery was in the net. Oh boy, that's a tough break. Fort Recovery in the net, so that gives the point to St. Henry. That breaks the string of serves by Carly Stone. Now back to serve for St. Henry is Ellie Stallman. dug out by Carly Stone. The set by Kirsten Judy. The smash by Kendra Seifring. It's dug out by St. Henry. Here's the set and the smash. And it's a kill for St. Henry. Claudia Heitkamp comes up with the kill. And it's the first service point for the Lady Redskins. Again, Ellie Stallman currently serving. She will have another serve. It's a good serve. Or no, it's not. It's too long. Serve is too long and out of bounds. So going back to serve now is Kirsten Judy for Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery leading 6-2. It's a good serve. Here's the set at the net, the smash, and it's out of hit, out of bounds, point Fort Recovery. Savannah Worms tried to catch Fort Recovery asleep there and cross-court the smash, but she hit it out of bounds. It's 7-2. Service point for Kirsten Judy. She will serve again. Good serve dug out by St. Henry. Here comes the deep hit. Maddie Grover digs it out. The set by Kirsten Judy. A battle at the net. Fort Recovery can't handle it. Going to call four hits on Fort Recovery. Coach Chelsea Rogers wasn't quite sure that was four, but apparently it was. So side out St. Henry. Madison Broering will be serving now. It's a good serve. Kendra Seifring passes to Kirsten Judy, who sets for Fort Recovery for Cassidy Martin. Back to Fort Recovery. The set again. Here's Kendra Seifring on the smash, and it's hit out of bounds. Kendra Seifring. Miss hit there. That makes it 7-4. Give another service point, or her first, to Madison Broering. Here's the set by Kirsten Judy to Kendra Seifring. Tries to dink it in the open space, and St. Henry can't return it. They hit it out of bounds. Point Fort Recovery. Give Kendra Seifring a kill on that one. Eight to four. Fort Recovery a big lead here in this first set. Here's the good serve by Fort Recovery. Smash back by St. Henry. Now there's Carly Stone freeballing it over to St. Henry. The set. Here comes the bash. Dug out by Carly Stone. Back to St. Henry. The set and the smash again. This time Maddie Grover digs it out. Kirsten Judy sets for Kaya Wendell, and Kaya got the kill. How about that? Kaya Wendell, only a sophomore, comes up with the kill, and it's 9-4. Maddie Grover serving for Fort Recovery. It's a good serve dug out by St. Henry. Here comes the outside dink, and it's a kill. A little dink over there by Olivia Niekamp to get the kill. It makes it 9-5. Fort Recovery still leading by four. Side out St. Henry, and going back to serve now is Claudia Heitkamp. Claudia is a sophomore for the Lady Redskins. Good hit. Here's the set for Fort Recovery, and the dink over by Martin. St. Henry returns it, and a kill. Getting the kill for St. Henry was Brittany Seifring. That was off of an attempted block by Fort Recovery, and then it went out of bounds off the Lady Indians block. 9-6. Claudia Heitkamp will serve again. Good serve. Kirsten Judy sets for Cassidy Martin. Martin hits it over. There's the set by St. Henry, the smash, and the kill. Olivia Niekamp comes up with the kill. It's now 9-7. St. Henry closing the gap after Fort Recovery started 5-0 with 4 out of 5 service aces by Carly Stone. What a feat that was. There's Kendra Seifring hitting it back to St. Henry, and they can't return it. I'm not going to give her a kill on that, but St. Henry, actually, I think they went under the net, is what the call was. So point Fort Recovery. Kendra Seifring will now serve. Good serve dug out by the back line. Here's the hit back to St. Henry, and they are in trouble, but they get it over. Here's Kendra Seifring passing to Kirsten Judy, who will set for Cassidy Martin, and Cassidy Martin got the kill. Cassidy Martin with the kill, and that makes it 11-7 now. What a thrilling win in the Indians had the other night against South Adams. Good serve by Kendra Seifring. That might have been a little long had St. Henry let it go, but they didn't. And then, anyway, St. Henry gets the kill anyway from Olivia Niekamp. a junior for St. Henry. It's now 11-8. And going back to serve now is Katie Gerlach. Gerlach, right on the line, got the ace serve. Ace serve for Katie Gerlach. I was waiting to see what the official said, whether that was in or out. It's on the far sideline from me, so I couldn't tell. Here's the next serve, dug out by Kendra Seifrin. Setting for Carly Stone is Kirsten Judy. She gets the assist, and Carly Stone gets the kill. That's the first kill for Carly Stone. And going back to serve now for Fort Recovery is Maddie Rammel. Maddie's playing in place of Morgan Leonards, who is out with a broken foot. Good serve. Here's the set for St. Henry. Here comes the smash from the outside hitting position. And it's a kill for St. Henry's Ellie Stallman. 12-10 now. Now serving for St. Henry is Kara Brockman. I believe Cletus Rhines is Kara's grandma. She's listening back in Portland or not, but I'm sure she's proud of Kara. Good serve by Brockman back to St. Henry. Here comes the set. There's a smash and the kill for St. Henry for Brittany Seifring. Seifring makes it 12-11. St. Henry back to within one. I started to say a moment ago, if you're going to upset somebody like St. Henry, you got to surprise them and get this first set. But St. Henry's battling back here, only down by 1 point at the moment. Another good serve. Here's the set. Here comes Kirsten Judy on the fairly deep hit, and she can't get it over the net. Hitting error, and point St. Henry. And timeout is going to be called by Fort Recovery. As it's 12-12, we're all tied up, Fort Recovery and St. Henry. We'll be back with the next St. Henry serve right after this.
Major, Colonel Korn reporting for duty. Where do you want me to go?
Colonel Korn, you're looking good. I need you to report to Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Thank you, Major. I was hoping to go there.
Hold on, Colonel. I will go with you. I was hearing Cooper Farms needs some major corn as well.
Farmers, call Cooper Farms at 800-637-7161 if you have some kernels of corn or major corn to sell. That is 800-637-7161, and thank you for your support.
Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Tom Banna would like to wish the Lady Indians good luck in tonight's match with St. Henry. Dr. Banna's staff includes Fort Recovery graduates Lori Ten and Chrissy Hart. Good luck, Lady Indians, from the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Tom Banna, Highway 67, the west edge of Portland. Good serve by Brockman of St. Henry. Fort Recovery returns. Now the hit back to Fort Recovery. Here's the set. Maddie Rammel over to Kirsten Judy. Judy dinks it over, but St. Henry plays it. Now they dink it over and get the... Oh, Fort Recovery saved that. And now the Lady Indians can't get it over in three hits. Well, that was I didn't see who that was, but somebody had a great save there. I thought for sure that ball was going to hit the floor. So another point for Brockman, Kara Brockman. And she serves again. It's a good serve dug out by Maddie Grover. There's Maddie Rammel to Carly Stone. And I think it was a block at the net. So another service point for Kara Brockman. Kara's got it going here. 14-12. St. Henry leads by two. Just barely got it over the net that time. Here comes the smash by Kaya Wendell. It's a good one. St. Henry plays it, though. Here's the hit by St. Henry, and they say it's in. Brittany Seifring gets her third kill of the evening, and another service point for Kara Brockman. I think that's five in a row for her. And all of a sudden, it's 15-12. Brockman will serve again. This time, it's too long, out of bounds. Service error for Brockman. Devin Post will come in. Maddie Grover goes out for Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery now trails 15-13 to St. Henry here in the first set. Here comes Kaya Wendell serving and gets an ace serve. Kaya Wendell with an ace serve. Way to go, Kaya. That's her first service point tonight. And she will serve again. She wears number 13 on her uniform, so she's not super. While I was trying to say that, there's a hit and a kill for St. Henry. She is not superstitious, as Brittany Seifering got the kill. So side out St. Henry. And serving now is Catherine Davis. It's a good serve. Here's Carly Stone passing to Devin Post, setting to Post. Post hits it over. A block at the net by Kirsten Judy. St. Henry plays it. Here's the smash. And another block. That's Carly Stone getting credit for the block. I was watching the official to see if he was going to call that a block or four hits. He called it a block. Here's Carly Stone serving again. She had a great start tonight with four ace serves out of five serves. But not this time, as there's a kill from the outside hitting spot by Claudia Heitkamp. And that makes it now 17-15, St. Henry with a two-point lead again. Now going back to serve is Ellie Stallman for St. Henry. Dug out by Maddie Grover to Kirsten Judy. Here's Kendra Seifering on the smash and gets the kill. That's Kendra's second kill of the evening. Now going back to serve is Kirsten Judy as it's side out for recovery. And it's back to a one-point set here, 17-16. Fort Recovery trails by one. Next serve is good by Kirsten Judy. Here's the dig by St. Henry, the set, the smash. Carly Stone plays it, passing over to Judy. Now Judy sets for Fort Recovery's Cassidy Martin. Martin hits it back. Back to Fort Recovery, back to St. Henry. Here's the set again for St. Henry, the smash. Played by Carly Stone. Passing over to Cassidy Martin, and a block at the net. Going to call four hits. Fort Recovery didn't get it over the net there, so four hits called on Fort Recovery. Point, St. Henry. 18-16 now. Good serve by St. Henry. Here is Cassidy Martin getting a kill. Cassidy Martin, only a freshman. She has contributed mightily this year. Comes up with a kill there. Maddie Grover will go back to serve now for Fort Recovery. And it is a good serve by Maddie, dug out by Katie Gerlach on the back line. Here's a smash for St. Henry, and a block for Fort Recovery's Kendra Seifering. A block and a point for Fort Recovery. Now it's 18-18. We're all tied up. Maddie Grover will serve. And the serve is an ace serve. Back line could not dig that out. 18-19-18. Fort Recovery regains the lead. Boy, what a big plus it would be to win this set over a St. Henry team that has not lost yet this year. And it's a good serve by Maddie. Here's St. Henry on the hit. And dug out by Kyle Wendell. Kirsten Judy will set for Kendra Seifering. Seifering, a nice hit, but played well by St. Henry. Now back to Fort Recovery. Back to... we're going to say Fort Recovery was in the net. We're going to say Cassidy Martin was in the net there. So point St. Henry. Tied up at 19-19. Now going back to serve is Carly Deitch for St. Henry. She is only a freshman. It's a good serve dug out by Carly Stone. Here's the set and the dink by Kendra Seifering. St. Henry plays it, the set. Here comes the smash. Kyle Wendell digs it out to Kirsten Judy. Now here's Cassidy Martin dinking it over. St. Henry able to play it. The smash back to Fort Recovery. Maddie Grover on the dig. Kirsten Judy sets. Here's the deep hit by Carly Stone. Played by St. Henry. Gerlach will set. Here's the hit by St. Henry and out of bounds. Out of bounds by Claudia Heitkamp of St. Henry. Point Fort Recovery, and we have a Fort Recovery lead of 20-19. Now Kendra Seifering serving for Fort Recovery. Good serve dug out by St. Henry's back line. Here's the deep hit, and it's out of bounds. Deep hit by Claudia Heitkamp from way back, and she hits it over the end line on the Fort Recovery side, and Fort Recovery leads 21-19. Kendra Seifering with the service point there. Another good serve by Kendra. Here comes the smash. Fort Recovery's Kyle Wendell plays it to Carly Stone. Kendra Seifering hits it into the net. Tough break there. Makes it 21-20. Boy, that would have been a big point. That would have made it 22-19. Now it's 21-20. Fort Recovery still leading, but only by one. Gerlach will serve. It's a good serve for St. Henry. Kristen Judy setting for Cassidy Martin. Martin free balls it over. Here's the smash by St. Henry. Off a block attempt by Fort Recovery and out of bounds. So point St. Henry. Service point for Katie Gerlach. She'll serve again. Katie's a senior. She's the libero for St. Henry. Good serve again. Seifring passing to Judy. Judy will set for Kaya Wendell. And Kaya gets a kill down the line. Kaya Wendell with her second kill this evening. And it's 22-21. Fort Recovery leads by one. Last win for St. Henry was 3-2 over Sydney Lehman. Here's the next serve. It's almost an ace serve. I don't know how they managed to keep it alive. Back to Fort Recovery. Maddie Rammel will set for Kyle Wendell. Kyle free balls it over and hits it out of bounds. St. Henry's 2-0 in the conference. They beat Parkway 3-0. And they just got by New Knoxville 3-2. 22-22. We're all tied up now. And a let serve that falls over and down on the floor. A break for St. Henry. Those are hard to play. Give a service point to Kara Brockman, who's back serving again. As it's now 23-22, St. Henry by one. We will be back.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. There's never been a better time to buy the best commercial mower in the business, Ferris. For a limited time, K&L Tractor Sales has the best financing offers of the year. Choose the special financing offer that works best for you. 24 months, 36 months, or 60 months. And there's even an option to skip payments when work is slow. It's never been easier to buy a Ferris. So visit K&L Tractor Sales today. All loans subject to credit approval.
Fort Recovery called timeout there. St. Henry trying to serve out here with Kara Brockman. Kara had, I think, 5 straight service points the last time she was serving. Here's the next serve. It's good. Dug out by Maddie Grover. Here's Fort Recovery free balling it over. St. Henry on the dink. Kaya Wendell digs it out. Here's Maddie Rammel passing to Carly Stone, and Carly hits it out of bounds. Oh, boy, 24-22. St. Henry on the verge of pulling this one out after they were on the ropes. Kara Brockman will serve again. This is game point or set point. There's a smash by Carly Stone. It's in. Oh, boy, that was close. Carly Stone gets the kill right on the back line. 24-23. Fort Recovery now has the serve. And Kaya Wendell will go back to serve. A lot of pressure here for the sophomore. Here we go. It's a good serve. Dug out by Gerlach on the back line for St. Henry. Here's the smash, a block at the net, and it's out of bounds off of Fort Recovery. Point St. Henry, and it's 25-23. That's it. St. Henry pulls off the win in the first set. 25-23. Boy, the Lady Indians had their opportunity there. Just could not make it happen. Congratulations to the Lady Redskins on coming back and winning that. Fort Recovery started off to a 5-0 lead in this set. Then St. Henry gradually got the lead. Then Fort Recovery got it back. Fort Recovery had a great opportunity but couldn't make the big plays at the end. St. Henry 25, Fort Recovery 23. We'll return with the second set right after this.
Nature's Green Nursery reminds you that fall is a great time for planting. Right now, Nature's Green Nursery has a whopping 25% off all in-stock trees, shrubs, and perennials. They also have mums, cabbage, and kale, with pumpkins and corn stalk bundles arriving soon. Get a great deal on outdoor sofas, chairs, tables and rockers, fire tables, and water fountains from Nature's Green, too. Also offering outstanding landscaping and professional design services. Nature's Green Nursery, just east of Fort Recovery on State Route 119.
When you're building the home you've always wanted, look to the 400 series windows and patio doors from the brand most trusted by builders and remodelers. Anderson. With variety, style, and time-tested performance, it's no wonder they're the most popular windows and doors. 400 series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart pharmacies are locally owned pharmacies, and at Kalp Pharmacy, we now offer a new way to coordinate all your prescriptions into one monthly pickup on a day that's convenient for you. You can eliminate the need to call in multiple prescription refills and can have the convenience of fewer trips to the pharmacy. Health Mart pharmacists take the time to get to know you, explain your medications, and answer questions you may have. So call Kalp Pharmacy at 800-686-2314. Health Mart and Kalp Pharmacy, caring for you and about you.
Major, Colonel Korn reporting for duty. Where do you want me to go?
Colonel Korn, you're looking good. I need you to report to Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Thank you, Major. I was hoping to go there.
Hold on, Colonel. I will go with you. I was hearing Cooper Farms needs some Major Korn as well.
Farmers, call Cooper Farms at 800-637-7161 if you have some kernels of corn or Major Korn to sell. That is 800-637-7161, and thank you for your support.
Here we go with the second set. St. Henry will be serving. It's a good serve, and then Kendra Seifering. It's tipped. I thought Kendra Seifering for a moment there hit it over the end line, but St. Henry tipped it before it went out of bounds, so that's a point for Fort Recovery, and give Kendra Seifering a kill. Serving, by the way, that time was Catherine Davis for St. Henry. Now serving for Fort Recovery's Kirsten Judy. Fort Recovery leads 1-0. Good serve. Here's the set for St. Henry in the smash and the kill. Getting the kill for the Lady Redskins there was Claudia Heitkamp. That's her third kill of the evening. Now back to serve for St. Henry is Ellie Stallman. St. Henry has some very tall young ladies. Good serve. Kendra Seifering returns. Here's the set for St. Henry, the smash. Dug out by Maddie Grover to the net, and they say it hit the antenna. That's out of bounds. Point, St. Henry. Give Ellie Stallman a service point, her second service point of the evening. And it's now 2-1. St. Henry leads by one here in the second set. Here's a good serve dug out by Kendra Seifering at the net. And they're waiting on it with Savannah Worms to drop it down for the kill. Worms with the kill. It's 3-1. St. Henry leading here in the second set. St. Henry will serve again. It's another good serve dug out by Carly Stone to Kirsten Judy. Here's the hit by Cassidy Martin. The set now for St. Henry. Here's the smash. And off of Fort Recovery and out of bounds. Point St. Henry. Again, welcome to all of you who may be listening on FortRecoveryRadio.com. I'm Rob Weaver. Eric Hatterley is our studio producer in Portland. Chuck Rohr is our studio producer at FortRecoveryRadio.com tonight. And there's a kill for St. Henry. That was Madison Broering who got the kill there. And it's 5-1. So just like Fort Recovery, who had the fast start in the first set, St. Henry has the fast start here in set number two. Another good serve. Here's the smash by Devin Post, and Devin gets the kill. Devin Post with a kill. That's her first kill of the evening. Fort Recovery side out, trailing 5-2. Maddie Grover will go back to serve for the Lady Indians. It's a good serve dug out by St. Henry Gerlach. Here's the smash and the kill for St. Henry. Claudia Heitkamp gets the kill. Reporting in for St. Henry is Olivia Niekamp, and Kara Brockman will go out. Serving now for the Lady Redskins is Madison Broering. It's a good serve dug out by Carly Stone. A battle at the net and a block for St. Henry. I think that was Savannah Worms. And Fort Recovery wants to call time. They're trailing 7-2. Here in this second set, St. Henry 7, Fort Recovery 2. St. Henry leads the match one set to none at the moment.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. New Lean and Mean TS6 Series tractors from New Holland and K&L Tractor Sales feature rock-solid reliability. You can tailor a model to match the tasks you do without sacrificing comfort. That's called being New Holland smart. Choose from four models between 90 and 115 PTO horsepower, two-wheel drive or four-wheel drive for added traction, and an all-weather cab or spacious flat-deck platform. No matter how you outfit your TS6 Series tractor, you get rock-solid reliability. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales today.
Appreciate all these sponsors who help us bring you Fort Recovery Volleyball. Reminder, our next broadcast is Saturday. We'll be broadcasting the Mississinewa Valley varsity match. That should be around 10 o'clock on Saturday morning. And then we'll have the Monday evening match here at Fort Site when Fort Recovery will host Rushi. There's a block for St. Henry for Olivia Niekamp. Point St. Henry. Madison Broering will serve again. And this one is an ace serve. Makes it 9-2. St. Henry on a roll here. Fort Recovery needs to stop the bleeding if they can. There's another serve by Madison Broering. Good serve. Here's the set for Fort Recovery. And there's the kill. Give Fort Recovery's Cassidy Martin with a kill. That's her third of the night. And Kendra Seifring will go back to serve for Fort Recovery. Good serve dug out by St. Henry. Here's the set at the net. Here's the smash. And there's the kill. Give the assist to Madison Broering, and the kill goes to Savannah Worms. That makes it 10-3 now. St. Henry leading by 7. St. Henry coached by a very fine young lady. Does a very nice job there, Diana Kramer. Fort Recovery coached by Chelsea Rogers. There's a service error for St. Henry as Claudia Heitkamp hits it over the end line. A break for Fort Recovery. Coming in for Fort Recovery's Maddie Rammel to do the serving here. Here comes Maddie's serve. It's dug out by St. Henry. And they're in trouble, just free-balling it over. And, oh, man, they got the kill. That was just a free ball, and Kaya Wendell couldn't handle it. 11-4, side out St. Henry. Katie Gerlach will go back to serve now for the Lady Redskins. St. Henry 10-0 on the year, Fort Recovery 6-4, but Fort Recovery's been playing some pretty good volleyball this year. Several of those losses, they were right in there. And there's a kill for Kirsten Judy. Way to go, Kirsten. That's her first kill of the night, actually. She's usually the assist leader for Fort Recovery, which I'm sure she will be tonight. 11-5. Lead is cut to 6. Good serve by Kaya Wendell. Here's the smash by St. Henry, and getting the kill for St. Henry this time is Olivia Niekamp. Going back to serve now for St. Henry is Kara Brockman. Brockman had quite a run there in the first set. I believe she had 7 service points in the first set. Here's a good serve again, hit back by Fort Recovery. The set by Gerlach. Here's the smash, and we've got Fort Recovery in the net. Said Fort Recovery was in the net there, so point St. Henry. Can't touch the net. And another serve by Kara Brockman as she had another service point there a moment ago. Here's a good return by Fort Recovery, but St. Henry saves it. Here's the set. Maddie Rammel to Carly Stone, and Carly slams down the kill. Carly Stone with the kill. That will end the service reign of Kara Brockman there, and Fort Recovery's Carly Stone will go back to serve now. 13-6 the score, St. Henry by 7. Good serve by Carly, dug out by St. Henry. Here's the set and the smash. That cross-court hit is out of bounds by Brittany Seifring, and so it's 13-7, I guess. And Carly Stone, a service error that time. Gets it into the net. 14-7 now. St. Henry leads by 7. And now going back to service, Catherine Davis. One of the seniors on this St. Henry squad. St. Henry ranked 11th in the state in the Division III. There's a smash by Kendra Seifring back to St. Henry. Here comes the smash by St. Henry. Dug out by Fort Recovery by Maddie Rammel. Now Fort Recovery just free-balling it over. Here's a smash by St. Henry and getting the kill. Nope, it's out of bounds. Smashed there by Ellie Stallman, but she hit it out of bounds to make it 14-8 now. Fort Recovery trails by 6. And Kirsten Judy will go back to serve for the Lady Indians. It's in the net. Now going back to serve. That's two service errors in a row, I think, for Fort Recovery. Going back to serve now is Ellie Stallman for St. Henry. Good serve. Dug out by Carly Stone to Kendra Seifring. Now Maddie Grover just free balls it over. And heading it over on the second hit to Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery responds, but then Kendra Seifring hits it into the net, and on the floor it goes. That's a point, St. Henry. Another timeout for Fort Recovery as the Lady Redskins threatening to blow away here in this second set, leading 16-8.
Nature's Green Nursery reminds you that fall is a great time for planting. Right now, Nature's Green Nursery has a whopping 25% off all in-stock trees, shrubs, and perennials. They also have mums, cabbage, and kale, with pumpkins and corn stalk bundles arriving soon. Get a great deal on outdoor sofas, chairs, tables and rockers, fire tables, and water fountains from Nature's Green, too. Also offering outstanding landscaping and professional design services. Nature's Green Nursery, just east of Fort Recovery on State Route 119.
When you're looking for windows and doors that are durable, reliable, and energy efficient, look to the ones builders choose most. Anderson. Anderson 400 Series windows and patio doors stand up to Mother Nature, Father Time, and Old Man Winter, too. See the limited warranty for details. Anderson 400 Series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Well, St. Henry just hit one out of bounds by Savannah Worms. That was very close, and Fort Recovery gets a point and side outs. And here is a smash, a block by Kendra Seifring. St. Henry gets it back to Fort Recovery, and there is Cassidy Martin with the kill. Cassidy Martin, a freshman with her fourth kill of the night. Give Maddie Grover a service point. And it's 16-11. Fort Recovery back to within 5 here, making a little run here in the second set after trailing 16-8. Good serve by Maddie Grover. This time, Fort Recovery gets a let serve, and it just falls over onto the floor. That happened to the Indians by St. Henry earlier tonight, so that evens up that. A serve for Maddie Grover. Another good serve. Here's the set, and dinking it over and getting the kill was St. Henry Savannah Worms. Good finesse there for Savannah. Side out St. Henry. It's now, the scoreboard's messed up. I think it's 15-9 maybe. We'll see. Here's a good serve by St. Henry. And Kendra Seifring hits it out of bounds. They say 18-11 now is what the score is. Good serve by St. Henry. Here's a smash by Kaya Wendell, and Kaya gets the kill. Nice kill by Kaya Wendell. That is her third kill of the evening. And here is Kendra Seifring serving now for Fort Recovery. It's 18-12 now. Good set by St. Henry. They dink it over, and it's out of bounds. Worms tried to dink it over and couldn't get it in bounds. Service point for Kendra Seifring. 18-13. Another good serve dug out by Katie Gerlach. Back to Fort Recovery. What's the call? They're saying Fort Recovery was in the net, apparently. Points on a point for St. Henry. They have side out. Going back to serve now is Claudia Heitkamp. There's the dig by Kendra Seifert. The deep hit by Cassidy Martin for Fort Recovery over to St. Henry. Here's the set and the smash. A block by Fort Recovery. Here's the set again. And the dink over. Carly Stone will pass to Kirsten Judy, who sets for Kendra Seifert. Seifert on the deep hit. St. Henry plays it. Now they hit it back to Fort Recovery. Maddie Grover passing to Kirsten Judy. And Carly Stone trying to get the kill, but she can't. St. Henry keeps it alive. Back to Fort Recovery. Kirsten Judy will set again. Kaya Wendell on the hit. This time St. Henry keeps it alive again. Free balling it over. Maddie Grover sets for Fort Recovery's Cassidy Martin. Martin on the hit. Now St. Henry back to Fort Recovery. Grover over to Judy. Here's Carly Stone. Back to St. Henry's back line. They'll have to free ball it over, and they just get it over. Carly Stone saves it. Kirsten Judy will set for Cassidy Martin, and Martin got the kill. What a nice volley there that was. Cassidy Martin with her fifth kill of the night. It's now 19-14. Going back to serve now is Maddie Rammel for Fort Recovery. Here comes Rammel's serve. It's good. St. Henry passing to the front line. Here's the smash and the kill. Olivia Niekamp with the kill. And it's 20-14. St. Henry leads by six here in the second set. They won the first set 25-23. Good serve by St. Henry by Gerlach. Here's Carly Stone just kind of dinking it over. Now the hit back by St. Henry and another kill for Olivia Niekamp. That is her sixth kill of the night. She's also has a block to go along with that. 21-14. Gerlach will serve again. And this time, Fort Recovery comes up with the kill. And I apologize. I was looking down and missed who that was. But a point, Fort Recovery. 21-15. Now going back to service, Kaya Wendell. Lady Indians need to make a run right here if they're going to get back in this set. Trailing 21-15. Good serve. Here's the smash and the kill for Olivia Niekamp. Boy, she is an outstanding hitter, and she is only a junior, unfortunately, for the Lady Indians and the rest of the MAC conference teams. Side out for St. Henry, and Kara Brockman will go back to serve again. She's done a very fine job tonight. Good serve, dug out by Fort Recovery, and they're waiting on it at the net. Was St. Henry's Madison Broering. Point for St. Henry. Give Broering a kill. Service point for Kara Brockman. Brockman will serve again. She's one of the seniors on this St. Henry team. Dug out by Kendra Seifering. Here's the pass to Devin Post, and what we got? Fort Recovery must have been in the net. Nope, four hits. Four hits is called. You've got to get the volleyball over the net within three hits, or it's a violation, of course. So another service point for Kara Brockman. She has racked him up tonight. Another good serve dug out by Maddie Grover. Maddie Wendell was set for Devin Post. From the outside spot, Devin hits it over. St. Henry in trouble, but they get it back to Fort Recovery. Here's a set for Carly Stone, and Carly gets the kill. Give the assist there to Maddie Rammel of Fort Recovery. Carly Stone with her fourth kill of the night. Carly will serve again. Carly started off the night with an electric first five serves, had four ace serves in the first five serves for Fort Recovery tonight. And there is a kill for St. Henry. Brittany Seifering gets kill number five, and now it's over 25-16. St. Henry pretty much in control all the way there in that second set. They win 25-16. We'll be back as Kara Brockman serves out the set there. We'll be back with set number three coming up just a moment.
Hi,
Hi, this is Jerry Kaup of Kaup Pharmacy, a Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart pharmacies are locally owned pharmacies, and at Kaup Pharmacy, we now offer a new way to coordinate all your prescriptions into one monthly pickup on a day that's convenient for you. You can eliminate the need to call in multiple prescription refills and can have the convenience of fewer trips to the pharmacy. Health Mart pharmacists take the time to get to know you, explain your medications, and answer questions you may have. So call Kaup Pharmacy at 800-686-2314. Health Mart and Kaup Pharmacy, caring for you and about you.
Major, Colonel Korn reporting for duty. Where do you want me to go?
Colonel Korn, you're looking good. I need you to report to Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Thank you, Major. I was hoping to go there.
Hold on, Colonel. I will go with you. I was hearing Cooper Farms needs some Major Korn as well.
Farmers, call Cooper Farms at 800-637-7161 if you have some kernels of corn or Major Korn to sell. That is 800-637-7161, and thank you for your support.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. There's never been a better time to buy the best commercial mower in the business, Ferris. For a limited time, K&L Tractor Sales has the best financing offers of the year. Choose the special financing offer that works best for you. 24 months, 36 months, or 60 months. And there's even an option to skip payments when work is slow. It's never been easier to buy a Ferris. So visit K&L Tractor Sales today. All loans subject to credit approval.
Back here at Sportside Fieldhouse, we move to set number three. It's do or die now for Fort Recovery. They must win the next three sets to win this match, which against this quality of a team is probably not going to happen, just being realistic. The Indians probably lost their chance at an upset tonight in that first set when they had a chance to win that, and it slipped away from us. We were leading fairly late in that first set, and St. Henry came back to win it 25-23. They won the second set 25-16. St. Henry also won the JV match tonight. They won the first set 25-21. Fort Recovery won the second set 25-18. And then St. Henry won the third and deciding set 25-11 in the junior varsity play. St. Henry is 9-1 in JV play. And there is a kill for St. Henry to start the third set. Ellie Stallman. Oh, I see. She hit it out of bounds, so take away the kill. Actually, Fort Recovery was in the net. Take away the kill. Fort Recovery 6-3 in JV play now after the loss tonight. Another serve, and there's a kill for St. Henry. Claudia Heitkamp gets the kill. And it's quickly 2-0. Two straight service points for Ellie Stallman. Stallman will serve again. Good serve dug out by Kendra Seifrin. Kirsten Judy on the second hit. Gets it over quickly, but St. Henry plays it. Here's the smash back. Kirsten Judy tried to pass off and mishit it. And it's a point, St. Henry. 3-0. Another service point for St. Henry's Ellie Stallman. Good serve dug out by Kendra Seifrin. Seifrin gets it back. The smash played by St. Henry. And there is a four hits called on St. Henry. Wasn't sure if that was a block or four hits. It was four hits. Kirsten Judy will serve now. Fort Recovery trailing 3-1. First serve for the Lady Indians here in the third set. It's a good serve. There's the smash by St. Henry. Cassidy Martin on the hit, and Gerlach will pass up to the front line. There's the free ball over to Fort Recovery. Cassidy Martin free balls to St. Henry. Gerlach will pass to the front. Here's a smash, and out of bounds off of Savannah Worms. Point, Fort Recovery. So Kirsten Judy comes up with the service point. That's 3-2. Lady Indians down by one, and Judy will be serving again. It is a good serve dug out by Katie Gerlach. Back to Fort Recovery. Judy will set for Kendra Seifrin, and Seifrin hits it on the line. Point. Fort Recovery kill Kendra Seifrin. Another service point there for Kirsten Judy. And Judy will serve again. Good luck to the Fort Recovery football team tomorrow night. They'll be traveling up to Delphus to take on Delphus St. John's. the Blue Jays of Delphus St. John's. Oh, there's a service error by Kirsten Judy. She really mishit that. That was under the net instead of over. 4-3. St. Henry with a one-point lead here in this third set, which will be the final set unless Fort Recovery can win it. There's a good serve by Madison Broering. The smash by Cassidy Martin. The block back to Fort Recovery. Now back to St. Henry. Here's the kill by the Lady Redskins, Claudia Heitkamp. That is six kills for her tonight. Olivia Niekamp and Claudia Heitkamp have been the two main hitters. And what do we got here? Carrying the ball called in for recovery. So give a service point to Madison Broering. She will serve again. Good serve, and Fort Recovery can't return it. So we have a timeout. Fort Recovery 7-3, St. Henry in the lead.
Nature's Green Nursery reminds you that fall is a great time for planting. Right now, Nature's Green Nursery has a whopping 25% off all in-stock trees, shrubs, and perennials. They also have mums, cabbage, and kale, with pumpkins and corn stalk bundles arriving soon. Get a great deal on outdoor sofas, chairs, tables and rockers, fire tables, and water fountains from Nature's Green, too. Also offering outstanding landscaping and professional design services. Nature's Green Nursery, just east of Fort Recovery on State Route 119.
Another serve here coming up for St. Henry's Madison Broering. It's a good serve. There's Kendra Seifring, and she got the kill. So Fort Recovery will be serving now. Maddie Grover will go back to serve. Maddie's only a sophomore. Very young Fort Recovery team. Good serve. Here's Katie Gerlach digging it out. Now the smash and a kill for St. Henry. Another one for Olivia Heitkamp. Boy, she is wicked. So their two best hitters tonight so far in this match are both underclassmen. Claudia Heitkamp's only a sophomore. And Olivia Niekamp is only a junior. Kaya Wendell returns to St. Henry. The set. Here's the smash. Maddie Grover digs it out. Free balling over to St. Henry. And what do we got? They're saying across the line was St. Henry. So a point for recovery, and Kendra Seifring will go back to serve. It's a good serve for Kendra Seifring. Here's the set for the Lady Redskins and the kill. Brittany Seifring comes up with the kill. She's another good hitter, and she's only a sophomore. She has six kills tonight. She's only a sophomore. Wow. I mean, St. Henry's got it going. This is their thing. High school girls volleyball has definitely been their tradition over there. A lot of these girls don't even play basketball. They just concentrate on volleyball only. There's a Lady Redskin in the net. So point Fort Recovery. Which I think that's really a shame, as small of a school as St. Henry is, to have some of these gals not play basketball. But hey, it's their decision. Kendra Seifring will serve now for Fort Recovery. And it's a service error into the top of the net and on the floor. Side out St. Henry. That makes it 10-6. St. Henry leads by four here in the third set. They already won the first two sets. Maddie Grover passing Kirsten Judy, who will set for Cassidy Martin. Martin, a deep hit. Dug out by St. Henry. Here's the smash. Kendra Seifring, a great save. Back to Fort Recovery. Kirsten Judy sets for Kaya Wendell. Wendell hits it over in the middle, but St. Henry plays it. Here's the dink over and the kill for Brittany Seifring. What finesse there for a sophomore. She saw the pretty big opening on the floor and decided to just dink it in there and perfectly placed it where she wanted it. 11-6. Kara Brockman, by the way, is serving again. Here is a hit by Cassidy Martin. St. Henry saves it, free balling it over. Maddie Grover passing to Kirsten Judy, who will set for Carly Stone, and Carly gets the kill. Nice kill by Carly. She has a total of 5 kills on the night so far. That makes it 11-7, Fort Recovery, trailing by 4. And here is Fort Recovery's Maddie Rammel serving now. Dug out by St. Henry. There's the smash and the kill for Brittany Seifring. Wow. What a machine. Now Catherine Davis will go back to serve for St. Henry. Catherine is a senior for the Lady Redskins. The official conferring with the scorebook. Apparently they're not sure that's the right score on the board, 12-7, or what's going on here. Maybe it's a substitution they're not happy with. Chelsea Rogers asking what the concern is here. And the official's actually writing something down on her card. I think they must be checking the rotation for Fort Recovery. So we'll try to straighten this out here. You just can't. I am no volleyball rules expert, but you just can't come in and substitute for anybody at any position. There's a rotation that's involved. And apparently the official is not happy with what Fort Recovery just did there a moment ago. Kirsten Judy is looking at the official with perplexed expressions. The official is now directing. Kaya Wendell and Maddie Rammel and Kendra Seifring all around. Now Kirsten Judy will. Well, I don't know what's going on here. Now we're going to substitute Devin Post for Kendra Seifring. I don't know. I really don't know. Now there's a discussion. We'll be back, folks. Hopefully we'll have volleyball when we return.
The most important feature in a window is trust. So go with a name you know, Anderson. The time-proven choice found in most homes than any other. And Anderson is the brand rated by builders as the most weather-tight, highest quality, and most durable. 400 series windows and doors from Anderson. The most trusted name in windows. See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Well, we got that straightened out, whatever the concern was. Served by St. Henry, dug out by Kendra Seifring. Back to Seifring, and she doesn't hit it over the net. Point, St. Henry. So give a service point to Catherine Davis. She'll serve again. And it's 13-7. St. Henry leads by 6. They won the first set 25-23, and the second set 25-16. Kendra Seifring digs it out. Here's Maddie Rammel to Carly Stone. Stone hits it over. St. Henry plays it. Back to Fort Recovery, and getting the kill was Ellie Stallman. That's her second kill of the evening. It's 14-7 now. St. Henry team is quite a nice team. Here's another good serve by Catherine Davis. Here's the smash by Devin Post, and Devin gets the kill. That's her second kill of the evening. 15-7 now, side out Fort Recovery, and Carly Stone will go back to serve. Again, if you tuned in late, you missed quite a performance by Carly. She had the first 5 service points of the match tonight. and four of them were aces. And she almost got an ace right there, but it's just barely out of bounds. Point St. Henry. So service error for Carly Stone. Now back to serve Ellie Stallman. Good service. Dug out and out of bounds. Point for St. Henry. Makes it 16-8. Ellie Stallman serving. And another ace serve. This one, another one of those let serves that hit the net and then fell over onto the vacant floor. 17-8. Good serve dug out by Maddie Grover. Carly Stone to Kendra Seifrin. Seifrin deep hit, free balling it over. Here's the free ball by St. Henry, and they got a kill. They Catherine Davis came up from the back line and saw the opening in the middle there and got it there before Fort Recovery could cover. And it's a point. Here comes Hannah Kanapke in for Fort Recovery. Devin Post will go out. 18-8. Good serve by Ellie Stallman. Here's the set. Maddie Ramble for Kendra Seifring. Seifring a thundering hit and got the kill. St. Henry got their hand on it, but it went up into the air and hit off the basketball goal, which it's legal to play, but it veered off and the St. Henry Redskins couldn't get to it. Here's the next serve by Kirsten Judy. Good serve. Here's the set for St. Henry, and Davis gets a deep kill. Catherine Davis on the kill. 19-9. This is almost over with now. St. Henry coasting in this one now. Boy, Fort Recovery needed to win that first set. We just couldn't pull that one out. Good serve by Maddie Groring. And here's Fort Recovery not able to return. So Groring gets a service point. And she will go back to serve again. Madison Groring, another good serve. There's the... Whoops, what's... Oh, Fort Recovery called timeout, so take away that serve. Fort Recovery called timeout before the serve. 20-9, Fort Recovery trails by 11 here in the third set. We already trail 2-0. Lady Indians in deep trouble at the moment.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart pharmacies are locally owned pharmacies, and at Kalp Pharmacy, we now offer a new way to coordinate all your prescriptions into one monthly pickup on a day that's convenient for you. You can eliminate the need to call in multiple prescription refills and can have the convenience of fewer trips to the pharmacy. Health Mart pharmacists take the time to get to know you, explain your medications, and answer questions you may have. So call Kalp Pharmacy at 800-686-2314. Health Mart and Kalp Pharmacy, caring for you and about you.
Once again, welcome to all you listening on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Don't forget you can hear the big Fort Recovery Delphi St. John's football game on FortRecoveryRadio.com tomorrow night. Here is a battle at the net, and they're going to say Fort Recovery was in the net after a successful St. Henry serve. It's 21-9 now, and another service point for Madison Broering. Madison will serve again. Here comes Brooke Borgerding in the lineup for St. Henry. Good serve by Broering. Send receiving to Kirsten Judy. There's a smash by Cassidy Rammel. A block at the net. Fort Recovery plays it. Hannah Kanapke hits it over. Here's the set and the hit and the kill by Olivia Niekamp. Man alive. She has 2, 4, 6, 8, 9 kills on the night. And again, she's only a junior. Their top three hitters tonight are all underclassmen. Another good serve by Broering. Here's Cassidy Martin hitting it over the end line. Cassidy Martin on the hit. Well, another service point for Broering. That makes it 23-9. Another good serve. Kirsten Judy will set for Kendra Seifring, and Kendra hits it out of bounds. Another point. Here's match point. Fort Recovery's going to fall tonight, but the Lady Indians had some good moments, but not enough of them. Another good serve by Broering. And Fort Recovery can't return. And that's it. 25-9. St. Henry improves each set, winning 25-23, 25-16, and then 25-9. St. Henry, the victors, they go to 11-0 on the year. Fort Recovery falls to 6-5. We'll be back right after this.
Major, Colonel Korn reporting for duty. Where do you want me to go?
Colonel Korn, you're looking good. I need you to report to Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Thank you, Major. I was hoping to go there.
Hold on, Colonel. I will go with you. I was hearing Cooper Farms needs some Major Korn as well.
Farmers, call Cooper Farms at 800-637-7161 if you have some kernels of corn or Major Korn to sell. That is 800-637-7161, and thank you for your support.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. There's never been a better time to buy the best commercial mower in the business, Ferris. For a limited time, K&L Tractor Sales has the best financing offers of the year. Choose the special financing offer that works best for you. 24 months, 36 months, or 60 months. And there's even an option to skip payments when work is slow. It's never been easier to buy a Ferris. So visit K&L Tractor Sales today. All loans subject to credit approval.
Nature's Green Nursery reminds you that fall is a great time for planting. Right now, Nature's Green Nursery has a whopping 25% off all in-stock trees, shrubs, and perennials. They also have mums, cabbage, and kale, with pumpkins and corn stalk bundles arriving soon. Get a great deal on outdoor sofas, chairs, tables and rockers, fire tables, and water fountains from Nature's Green, too. Also offering outstanding landscaping and professional design services. Nature's Green Nursery, just east of Fort Recovery on State Route 119.
Back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse, Fort Recovery falls to St. Henry, three sets tonight, 25-23, 25-16, and 25-9. Again, St. Henry improves to 3-0 in the MAC Conference, 11-0 overall. Fort Recovery drops to 0-3 in the Conference, 6-5 overall. JV was also won by St. Henry, 2-1. St. Henry won the first set 25-21, then Fort Recovery won the second set 25-18, and St. Henry won the third set and the match 25-11. St. Henry's JVs are 9-1, Fort Recovery 6-3. Some of the statistics tonight for the victorious Lady Redskins tonight, it was quite a night for the underclassmen hitters for St. Henry. Claudia Heitkamp, a sophomore, had 6 kills and 2 service points. Olivia Niekamp, a junior hitter, had 9 kills and 1 block. And then Brittany Seifering, a sophomore hitter, had 8 kills on the night. Wow, what a night for those three. Some other stats, Savannah Worms had 3 kills and a block. It was Kara Brockman. Again, Kara is the granddaughter of Cletus Rhines of rural Portland. Kara had 13 service points tonight. It was Ellie Stallman coming up with 2 kills and 10 service points. Madison Broering had 2 kills and 12 service points. Catherine Davis had 2 kills and 2 service points. And Katie Gerlach had 4 service points for the Lady Redskins. For Fort Recovery, an off night somewhat for Kendra Seifering. Certainly her stats were off from what they have been. Only 5 kills for Kendra, 3 service points, and 1 block for Kendra Seifering. Carly Stone, what a start to the match she had. She served the first 5 points, and 4 of the 5 were ace serves. It was a thrilling start, but the service for Carly didn't come back for her the rest of the night. She ended up with 6 service points, again, 4 aces, 5 kills, and 1 block for Carly Stone. Cassidy Martin, only a freshman, had 5 kills tonight. Devin Post had 2 kills. Also, it was Kaya Wendell with 3 kills and a service point. Kirsten Judy had 3 service points and a kill. And Maddie Grover had 4 service points, 2 of those being aces. Up next for Fort Recovery, Saturday against Mississinewa Valley. JV matchup starts at 9. We'll be on the air with the varsity at about 10 o'clock on Saturday morning. Thanks to our studio producers tonight, Eric Catterly back in Portland at WPGW, Chuck Rohr at FortRecoveryRadio.com. Again, I'm Rob Weaver saying good night from Fort Recovery. Once again, St. Henry wins both matches tonight, winning JV 2-1, winning the varsity match 3-0. Good afternoon, everybody. Have a good evening.
You've been listening to exciting high school volleyball action on WPGW Radio. This broadcast has been presented by the sports-minded sponsors you've heard during this coverage. When you want local sports coverage, you'll find it right here on WPGW, AM and FM.
Or sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio was being brought to you by
WPGW, AM and FM, Portland.